I've never believed that executing individuals is a solution to containing criminality. But before I even get to that, my concern is that out of those 15 individuals, we have two Zimbabweans who are likely to be executed anytime now, either in Singapore or in Indonesia. And what is really irritating at a personal level is the fact that you have governmental authorities in our country who do not seem to know that this is happening, or if they know, they don't share with the general population of Zimbabwe that Zimbabweans are being executed in foreign lands, and what it is that the government has done to try and represent our people so that they can at least receive fair treatment and that they be saved from the gallows.
But some, Mr. Tsunga, might say the government has no legal leg to stand on and challenge these executions simply because it has no jurisdiction whatsoever when it comes to crimes that are committed, say, in the Far East.
You see, the problem with Zimbabwe is that it's more than just a question of diplomatic relations and the ability of the government to intervene at law. It's a question of the fact that the structural causes that are making Zimbabweans become exposed to this type of vulnerability, that's a thing that finds itself squarely on the doorsteps of the government.